Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Navy Midshipman Season Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN. Receive a free $25 entry fee in their Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And make sure you tune into Draft Day on July 13th, where Ryan Real Money Kramer will attempt to draft for 24 straight hours. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience Navy Midshipman Season Preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi. Well,
we are talking midshipman football. Tough season a year ago, 3-7.
Yeah.
But Ken Niumatalolo, who's just been a fantastic coach, I think he's one of the best coaches in America. You can hear me talking about this with Phil Steele.
Yeah, buddy.
Coming up on the check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network for that episode, as well as one with Randy Cross, who does the play by play for the Navy games. I think Ken Niumatalolo is a great coach, and I think last year he was been very outspoken that last year he felt, you know, he did the right thing. The academies couldn't, especially Navy, couldn't tackle.
Yeah,
they didn't get much practicing in, and it showed when they got just the tar kicked out of them against BYU, and really just early in the season, they just did not look like the physical team that we're used to seeing with the midshipmen in the triple option attack. But come on, they won 11 games the last time we didn't have COVID, Patty C.
Yeah, give this team a little respect.
He's been there since 2008, and he's only had three losing seasons, and one of those losing seasons was 5-7. This is a winner. Any way you cut it, he's 167 overall. I think he's one of the best coaches. I thought Arizona should have hired him. I know they were about to before Khalil Tate tweeted out that he would transfer.
And then they got scared. You know how funny that is now?
Yeah.
That one player would transfer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I just think this team's a lot better than 3-7, but I'll tell you this. If you saw from a season ago, the defense, now the O-line was a problem all year, but the defense really got better. They made some adjustments once they got used to tackling. I feel like final three games of the season, just 14.6 points per game they're giving up. So you look at that was against Memphis and Tulsa, you know,
it's good teams and Army.
Yeah. Really just kept all three, you know, less than 20 points. That's impressive. So going to be interesting to watch that unit as that continues. We'll talk more on the defense in a second here, but let's start off with the offense where, okay, whenever you're previewing these service academies, they lose a ton every year because they always start upperclassmen.
Yeah. Right?
And traditionally seniors. So, and they run the triple option, which traditionally I say, well, it's not like previewing the other 126 teams that don't run the triple option. Cause that I'd say, okay, they're going to have guys step right in and be fine.
Yeah.
More so than any other schools, in my opinion.
Right.
Maybe not Alabama with the exception of Alabama.
Right. They don't reload quite like that, but
so yeah, they have a couple, I mean, they played a few different quarterbacks a season ago, but I believe it's going to be Xavier Arline at QB, the sophomore. Now he is obviously just a sophomore, but gotta love Jamail Carothers in the backfield. And look, a lot of upperclassmen throughout this roster. Now they did lose their two best offensive linemen. They're only returning one offensive lineman, but I believe I'm going to make this prediction, Patty C. This unit is going to be way more physical than last year. It's strictly because they get to practice.
Well, yeah. Right? That is important. That's an important part of football.
And defense, like, well, first offensively, they were 121st in scoring offense. That doesn't normally happen with Neiman Tololo.
Yeah, they were 12th the year before.
Yeah, 52nd against with the run, 125th passing the ball, charting at 124. I expect those numbers. This flash in a pan right here, in my opinion. Yeah. Defensively, they return seven starters, and this is where you look at those numbers. The final three games of the season, I think it's going to look a lot more like that than what we saw in the beginning of the year. Charting scoring defense, 72nd in the nation, 100th best rush defense and 10th best pass defense, charting at 49 overall in yardage. Yeah. And I think even if you go back and look at last year's schedule, they should have beat Tulane out the gate. That Air Force game, they had a ton of COVID issues. I think you got to throw out last season. I really believe that.
I agree. And really what stands out when you're looking at, the production last year versus 2019, it's not so much that their defense was super stout in 2019. It's that their offense was super explosive in 2019. Mm-hmm. And when you don't get the reps, obviously, yeah, the hitting, the tackling, the blocking, but the sheer repetitions in an offense that requires consistency, you know, and like Leach's offense at Mississippi State, it's based on repetition and precision.
Yeah.
Yeah. It shows up when you're not practiced trying to run the triple option. You freaking suck.
And defensively, bringing back two of three in the D line, you're going to bring back two linebackers, two of your better linebackers, John Marshall and Diego Fagot.
There you go.
And three of four in the secondary. I think they're going to be better. Now, the schedule is brutal. All right. But blindly, Vegas saying the win total is set at 3.5.
That's kind of disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful. And that's why me and I believe Randy Cross and Phil Steele are on the over here.
It is a tough schedule.
It is a tough schedule. Though. Let's go through it. Week one at home in Annapolis to the Marshall Thundering Herd. Breaking in Charles Huff, new coach. With a new coach, Patty C, comes new challenges. I'm calling for Navy in the upset 27-24 in Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
Let's see. Let me take a look at that. Yeah, I think the new coach kind of throws a monkey wrench in Marshall's operation there. You throw away a good guy like Holiday. If they had him and it was at home, then maybe I give Marshall the edge. But going to Annapolis with a new coach, not a good idea.
First time having fans in a while, too. And another thing is, like, yeah, you get a month to prep for the triple option. That helps.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Marshall's offense is just all of a sudden going to pick up. They've kind of tinkered off down the stretch last year. Got a big game for Grant Wells there. Give me the midshipmen in an upset there. Week two, this is a 20-year anniversary of 9/11. Patty C. Air Force comes to Annapolis, and this is going to be a 9/11 like games. They're going to do.
This should be where College Game Day is.
It should be.
I'm sure there's some good week two games, but You know, you're going to get your fucking top 25 teams on the college game day. When you get the opportunity to get the service academies on college game day, and there's a reason to do it, which there is definitely on 9/11.
Let's do it. I don't care about Oregon, Ohio State. I think that one could be a blowout. This one will be a close game.
Let me tell you what here. This game, last however many times they've played it, Navy win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
Yeah.
So they lost last year. They should win this one. This one's at home. And basically,
I'm on Navy.
This is what I'm looking at. They were home in every one of those wins. They've won their last four at home. They've lost their last four at home. On the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're at home here.
2-0.
Gosh, I like Air Force though.
I think this is a 17-14 game, but I think Navy's got that upper edge.
At Navy, I do think we gave it to Navy before.
Yeah. And I gave Air Force the edge against Army in Dallas. Mm-hmm. At Jerry's World.
It's very tough. Okay.
2-0. They get a bye week to prep at Houston.
I'm gonna give them 1-1. I'm gonna be fair. I'm gonna say they're 1-1. All right.
Do they win at Houston?
No.
The last time the triple option took on Houston,
70 points by Army.
Got Major Applewhite fired.
Yowzers.
I think Houston gets this.
Yeah, me too. 1-2. You got them 2-1.
Yeah. Then they're home to UCF. I think that's a loss.
Yep.
2-2. Home to SMU. I'm on SMU.
I bet they get one between Houston, UCF, and SMU. So I'm going to give them a second win there. Okay, I'm going to have them at 2-3.
I have them at 2-3 also.
All right.
They're at Memphis. This is my upset special. Short week. Memphis.
Short week for the triple option.
Challenged, as a defense, and I think they're getting worse. So I am calling for Navy to come into the Liberty Bowl and grab the win against Memphis.
Memphis traveling to Tulsa the week before a American Conference championship game contender. Last year,
this is an upset special. Dundee play of the week.
Oh, I like the play. I do like the play. I'm on Memphis, but no, give me Memphis. But oh, why? It's on a Thursday. How can I possibly go Memphis here? It's tough. I'll ride with you. I'll go Navy.
There we go. That's win three for me. Remember, Patty C, I said the win total was at 3.5. All right, so the next week they are home to Cincinnati. That's a loss, but Army played Cincinnati pretty well last year.
Dude.
And that was in Cincinnati. This is in Annapolis.
When the service academies are dialed in, they don't tend to lose a ton of games big. You know, they're in most of the games they play.
Obviously, I'm taking Cincinnati here.
Yeah, me too.
Then the following week they're at Tulsa, and this is potential for an upset because they almost did it last year to Tulsa.
Slightly short week for Tulsa. Actually Tulsa's got a bye before this game.
Oh no, then I'm on Tulsa.
Yeah.
I'm on Tulsa.
Yep.
Then at Notre Dame, I'm on Notre Dame. So I have them right now sitting at 3-6. All right. But
hosting your Pirates coming off a bye.
It's a big game.
ECU will be on the second end of a back-to-back road occupied by Memphis the week before. Let's go Midshipman on that one.
I think you're right. Give me that as the fourth win, and I at Temple and home versus Army. I think there's a chance they're going to beat.
They'll split that.
Yeah, give me one of those. They got 5-7. I think they could go 6-6. Watch out in the SMU game. Watch out in the Houston game.
That's
and
a
watch
brutal
out the
schedule.
Game. It is a brutal schedule. They're on the over though. This is a lock.
I mean, let's talk about how many of these teams have won 10 wins in the last 3 years. Marshall, yes. Air Force, I don't think so.
Yes. Last time we had a COVID season or didn't have a COVID season, they went 11-2.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Marshall, yes. Air Force, yes. Houston, it's been a little while.
But they still had one like, four years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. UCF, yes. SMU, yes. Memphis, yes. Cincinnati, yes. Tulsa, did they have 10 last year?
Yes. Yeah. Or no, I don't, because of the, they might not have played enough games.
But
let me double check.
They were still in the freaking conference championship. Obviously, Notre Dame was a playoff game. That may be one of the toughest first nine games of a schedule you're going to see in college football. Absolutely zero cupcakes, really. And with the ECU improved, not really a cupcake on this entire schedule. Navy pulling their best like Pac-12 here.
Yeah, just trying to fuck their season up. But I'm on the over. I think it's a lock. I know Steele agrees with me. Yeah, Randy Cross agrees with me. This Patty C agrees with me.
It's 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Neil Mottolola. Everyone thought he was down 2 years ago when they went 3-10. What'd he do? 11-2.
Yeah.
This year, last year, there's a great explanation for why they went 3-7. Get the F out of here. They're covering this.
He was quoted as saying, "I feel much better about our football team than I did at any time last year watching us practice this swing. It was the product that I recognized." Yes.
The guy knows what he's looking at.
They're coming for you, midshipman. I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, baby. Get that revenge. Yeah. Will they get Army?
I want this pilot. I guess that's Air Force. But either
there's
way.
There's some Navy pilots.
Yeah, there we go.
I feel like, was Top Gun Navy guy? I think that was Navy pilots.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Yeah, there you go.
Army, that game. Let's talk about that one.
That's one of the best rivalries in football, Patty C.
It is. Now let me.
This year it's at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. I love that move to that. Switch it up a little bit. Move it from Philly to East Rutherford. I'm okay with that occasionally. You know, keep it outdoors. Keep it football.
There you go. After like 14 or 15 straight, they've lost four of the last five.
It's a big year for Neil Mottolola to grab that dub.
Yeah, he needs it.
Big year. So keep an eye on that one.
Last year, 0-15. But again, the defense had improved. The offense was still figuring it out all year long last year. So let's hope the quarterback play has improved. And I think, you know, as much as I wanted to see Army, you know, turn this rivalry and make it something good again, I think it may be time for Navy to step up and get it
done. Yes. Yes. I can't wait to watch Navy football. Love this program. So I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because, you know, we are breaking down all 130 teams. We already have that Air Force and Army preview out. So go check those out. And, we're breaking down all 130 teams. We're going to have some 2.0s. Maybe Navy will be a 2.0 edition. Who knows? Boise State's already got a 2.0 and Liberty does as well. So go check those out. And make sure you check out the College Basketball Experience feed, Midshipman fans. All right, because Ed DeChillis, doing a good job. That Navy basketball team was good last year. That was a good team last year. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience.
That was their best year since my boy David Robinson, probably.
Yeah, man. I mean, they got upset in their conference tournament for a second. I thought they were going to be in the NCAA tournament. They were projected to, but they got upset.
I mean, for a place that requires their players to be under 6'5" or something, so they fit in submarines. Not the best thing for basketball, but they're doing it down there.
Hey, that was a good season. Small ball's working on the academy, at the academy. So this is subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Me, Patty C, NC Nick handicap in every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. Yes. 4 years. We've never had a losing season for each season, for each basketball season, for each football season. We've never had a losing season for each of us independently, but also as a collective, obviously. And
check that. You got to be shorter than 6'1" to get on a sub.
Jeez.
That really makes it hard for Navy.
Jeez. What's going on? Submarines these days? We can't get a gigantic submarines these days going?
Can we get a fucking two-story sub here?
I don't know. Subscribe though to the College Basketball and College Football Experience. Like I said, me, Patty C, NC Nick, over 500 each and every season. Also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all that for free on the SGPN app. Download it at the App Store, Google Play Store. It's great. Free. You can catch all of our interviews, our articles, our podcast, our picks, a contest. We just gave away $1,000 in the NBA Finals free roll. And I mean, look, Randy Cross, Phil Steele, a lot of other fun guests. Larry the Cable Guy was in town.
Just fire, baby. Yes, absolute fire coming on.
Mike
here.
Leach. We got Jim McMahon happening.
If there's a crazy son of a gun out there, we got him coming on.
Yes, you better believe it. So subscribe and tell a friend. Look, and while you're downloading this thing, like I said, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. But once you download that SGPN app, just get over to the App Store and give us a 5-star review and say some nice words about us. If you do that, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, give me a follow and show me that screenshot, and I will send you a College Football or College Basketball Experience t-shirt, brand new. Your chances of getting asked go up 96.4% if you put on a new College Football Experience t-shirt. I think a new shirt in general, but the study I was reading, I think it fits for the College Football Experience. If anything, I think the College Football Experience might even knock it up a little bit more, Patty C.
Well, buddy, is that even a question? I mean, a new shirt, you're getting like 85%. You walk outside a new shirt. Okay, you're feeling good. You put on that college experience logo, the panties are dropping.
what if it's a girl wearing it? Well, the pants are dropping then, right?
Well, they're dropping either way. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it really goes up for women. I think you walk out of the house and it's 100% if you want it. But
it depends on the woman, I believe.
That's right. We'll make an ugly woman look hot with the college experience t-shirt.
So subscribe at the Colby D. Show me that thing.
We should have a sell. Like no, push
don't,
up,
don't show me that thing. Show me that review. All right. Show me that review. All
Let's
right?
clarify.
Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. Give him a follow. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give Jeez. Him a follow. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Give them a follow. It's us. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, because a lot of times, you know, your job might block you. Well, that's the quarterback the Navy, sneak route.
Guess what, guys? You guys are blocked in there. It's like high government security.
You're sitting in that submarine instead of you know looking for you know looking at blocked. The radar.
That's right.
Looking at the radar, you might as well check out that Randy Cross podcast we got going. All right, on the Slack channel we can talk Navy basketball. All right, so subscribe, check all that stuff out. It's a lot of fun, guys. All right, we're both on the over and the midshipman, and I think a lot of others are too. All right, easy. Cash, let's do it. This is the College Football Experience, Navy midshipman style. You better start thinking about yours.